T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KMOX News Time is 8:22. It was 10 years ago, a deadly shooting rampage at Kirkwood City Hall shattered the peace of a community and a region. Let's listen back to that night, February 7th, 2008.
And he also started shouting something, and then he proceeded to pull a large silver revolver, you know, like I think out from under his coat, pointed at the officer and fired at him.
He shot three other people who were attending the council meeting. They are also deceased.
Amazing grace.
And truly tonight, may God bless Kirkwood.
I'm Michael Calhoun. Perhaps it was the need to be around each other, or the desire for some sort of explanation, but what seemed to be more than a thousand...
The canvas of our community has been ripped. The fabric of our way of life torn by violence.
Again, that was 10 years ago, and those were reports you heard right here on KMOX at that time. Now, a decade later, people who were in those council chambers who had to witness that violence are still asking why.
And I think about the people that... were murdered that evening, that died that evening. And I think about the things that they wanted to say to people that they didn't get a chance to say, which is heartbreaking.
Kirkwood City Attorney John Hessel, one of the survivors of the slaughter that night.
And it's impossible to describe how horrific it is.
Charles Cookie Thornton stormed into the council chambers after shooting an officer outside. As Thornton turned his sights on him, Hessel instinctively threw chairs and managed to escape.
You'll always question, how did I survive? Why did I survive? What am I supposed to do? Why was I spared? What plan does God have for me? That goes on day in and day out. It really does. It has never gone away from me.
Thornton fired his weapons for more than a minute until he was taken down by two officers. Five people died that night. The mayor died from his injuries 7 months later.
We could be gone in an instant. I never lose sight of the fact that none of us are guaranteed anything, and life is so very, very short, so very, very fragile, that you need to cherish every second of it.
Tom Griffin, the current mayor of Kirkwood, was also in the council chamber when Cookie Thornton entered guns blazing 10 years ago. He sat down with KMOX's Brett Bloom to talk about his recollections of that City Hall massacre.
I mean, the meeting started just a normal meeting. A few people in the crowd. We had a public hearing. Start with the, you know, Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Sit down and get ready to start the public hearing. And then, Cookie walked in. Police officer Ballman was regularly there. And at that point, he was sitting, here's the council dais, the back door. He used to sit right over here on this side. And it was odd because Cookie normally just came in the center of the room, and he didn't do that night. It was I do remember it. He came in the back, and instead of coming down the center, he walked this way, and that was odd. But and then he had the sandwich board signs, which he often had, and then he was stopped by Officer Ballman, and then he pulled his guns out and started shooting.
Was he able to hide the weapons behind the sandwich board? Is that what was going on?
Yep.
And he had already shot a police officer outside.
What's interesting about that is, the council, the windows are right here. Even Tom Ballman was right by the windows. And the only thing people like in the police station around heard it. We didn't hear it in the council chambers, probably because everyone was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at the time. So that sound was muffled. There was absolutely no sound of that. So that's when he came, after that is when he came in.
That's just pure chance. I mean, you guys probably would have heard the shots if not for that.
Oh, absolutely. People inside the police station heard stuff, and people around it. It was just pure chance that it happened while the room was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm. Yeah.
So Cookie starts shooting. What happens at that point?
Well, at that point, it's interesting because, you know, I knew Cookie. I mean, Cookie, we were friends. And so even all the years through his, you know, when he would come to the council and you know, do his complaints and all that. I mean, and I wasn't the only one. We knew him. So we just, it was like, come on. All right, Cookie, come on. The first thought when those guns came out, my first thought was, oh, Cookie, yeah, you've gone too far. Thinking it was just a joke. I'm thinking, this is not a good joke. I mean, this is all within a split second. You know, Cookie, you've gone too far. This could be trouble for you. Well, and then immediately he shot Officer Ballman, and we realized this wasn't a joke.
Again, that was Kirkwood Mayor Tim Griffin, who was in the council chamber as deputy mayor during Cookie Thornton's shooting rampage 10 years ago Wednesday, and he spoke with KMOX's Brett Bloom.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.